business and life, right? Like, I'm totally of the belief that they're integrated. If there's something that's wonky in your life, it's going to show up in your business. If there's something that's wonky in your business, it's going to show up in your life.
Welcome to the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to branch out and let go of fears. Every week, you'll get insight on how to be bold by simply bettering yourself in all aspects. Be sure to head over to the Live Well, Be Bold Facebook group to continue the conversation after each episode. Be bold by defining the path to your own life.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Live Well, Be Bold. I'm super excited about this guest. Her name is Pia, and she is a coach and also a nutritionist. She labels herself as a recovering type A, which I'm curious to know about that. She's the CEO of Curate Well Company. So welcome, Pia. I'm excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm like, honestly, just so glad that you reached out. And you wanted to be a part of this podcast because I love what you're all about. Definitely in this conversation, I really wanted to touch base on like intuition. But before we get into that, tell us about what Curate Well Company is all about.
Yeah. So Curate Well Co. is kind of the brainchild of what I really wanted and needed like 3, 5, 10 years ago. So I work with people who are multi-passionate and have a million ideas and are struggling to move the needle on any of them. People who are feeling like their sense of purpose and passion is really missing. They're feeling really like burnt out and exhausted, and they know that there's like this bright, exuberant person and potential inside of them, but they've just been so out of touch with that for such a long time. And also people who know exactly what they want and are just struggling to get there to close that gap. So I help all three of those types of people close that gap between where they are now and who they want to be so that they can achieve their goals and step into their version of success and live their big picture vision.
What made you want to get into helping these type of people?
Yeah, so I had an experience that led me to like really need that in my own life. So I kind of went through life just checking off all the boxes, doing all the things that I should be doing. And it was fine, right? I was fine, like quote unquote fine. And then I kind of reached the end of that checklist and was like, all right, I've arrived at like this life that I've been like shooting my way towards. And I was just really like deeply unhappy. I was like not fulfilled. I had no sense of passion. I never even like paused to ask myself, like, what do I actually want my life to be about? And so I was super burnt out. I was exhausted. And I just realized that something had to like drastically change in my life. Like I was the head of HR for a national company. I was like, you know, quote unquote successful. And I was like, okay, I'm 23. And like, am I just going to do this for the next like 35, 40 years? Like, is this it? Is this just like what I do? And there was just like this voice inside of me that was like, no, like this can't be it. You can't just keep doing this for the rest of your life. So went through a really dramatic transition myself, knew that I had the ability to impact people and that I had a skill set and an innately accessible platform that I could share with people to make a difference for them and help them navigate a really similar shift. So launched my business in the hopes of supporting people who know that they're meant for more and actually doing it.
What was the process of starting your business? Because obviously you had to start from the ground up, and you're actually right now trying to get to 10,000 Instagram followers. And I know that it's not about the growth for you. It's not about being famous. It's really to make an impact. And you mentioned that. So obviously at some point you started with just 2 followers. So when you launched, were you scared at all? I mean, how was that experience like?
Oh my God, completely scared. It was so intimidating to me to think about showing my face on Instagram. Like when I first started my account, there were no pictures of me. My name like wasn't even associated with it. I never went on stories and did anything. Like I didn't even story, like not even just like story of myself. Like I didn't post on stories at all. I was entirely intimidated by the entire platform. I was like, what do I post about? What do I say? I was obsessed with my pictures being like amazing pictures and they were all terrible. Like it was like the way that I'm showing up online now is completely like would have been unrecognizable to the me of like when I started my platform. So yes, I mean, I think it's inherently vulnerable and scary to put yourself out there in the world, whether it's on Instagram, on another platform, in person, on a stage, like whatever it is, like sharing your voice is really vulnerable if you've never done it before.
Yeah. I mean, and I know that you teach people about creating a life that they, I forget exactly how you worded it, but basically we're not working for like our, like the life, like our life just works with who we are.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about that? Because I feel like a lot of the times we are in this like constant hustle. And I mean, you're obviously in a good place that you're doing what you love and you clearly sound passionate about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, like your life should work for you, not the other way around, right? So I think we, in our current society, so many of us, whether you're still in a 9-to-5 or starting your own business or doing both, I think we get sucked into this trap of work being such a huge part of our lives where everything else in our lives has to feed our work. And I know that I was totally there. Like all the other areas of my life suffered so that I could be successful at work. And I was pouring so much of myself into my work and ultimately just decided like, yes, I want to have a job that I love. Like that's important. We spend a lot of hours at work. I don't believe that we operate outside the constructs of like time and money. Like we work, right? And we spend a lot of time at work. And though it's not who we are as a human, like it's one relatively large piece of who we are and what our life is about. And, there's so much more to us. And so what I was really out to do for myself and what I am out to do for my clients is help them create work that supports their entire lives, right? Like I stopped waking up with an alarm this past year. That's been like one of the benefits of me owning my own business. And it has like, it totally rocked my world. I was like, oh my God, there's like hours of time in the morning that I could be doing things for me that serve my life, that serve my human, that serve my purpose, that serve like just like my happiness and how I show up in the world that I used to spend like waking up literally at 4 a.m. so I could get to the gym before I started working at 6:30. So, you know, I'm all for businesses and passion projects and side hustles and 9-to-5 jobs, like whatever your work looks like, it should serve the bigger picture of your life and really what you're up to do in the world.
I think I resonate with that with so much. I resonate with what you're saying so much because I feel like I've been my own boss for a year and a half almost. And it's just been this like constant hustle where I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen where I was going to get burnt out. Because I've heard people say like, you know, you're like, for me, I just keep working to make money, but I'm not really working to live the life that I visualize. And so what is like one of the first things that you talk about with when people are dealing with something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you just said it, right? It's creating that vision. So I was the same way. Like I worked to make money, to pay for things that I did for fun, except that I was so tired from work that I didn't ever do anything for fun. And so I was just like working for that paycheck, right? And I never even stopped to ask myself, like, what is the vision that you have for your life? Like, I was just surviving, right? I went from one thing to the next. Like, I went to college and got sensible degrees. And then I like got an entry level job. And then I got another job and another job and another job and moved towns and got another job, right? Like I just was like, I never even paused to consider like, what do I actually want my life to look like? And so that is always the very first thing that I do with people that I work with. So in our very first session, we're going to sit down and create a vision for what you want your life to look like. And we actually look 10 years out in the future, which seems like a massive amount of time. Like so many people that I talk to are like, holy shit, like 10 years? Like, I can't even think to like next week. How am I supposed to think to 10 years from now? So I know it sounds like a large number, and there's something really magical that happens when you can like really fast forward that through that much time. And it kind of helps you break free from like the day to day that you're living in now and access the answer to that question of like, what do you really want?
Has there, I mean, I know you said you work with people who don't have an idea of what they want to do. And then there's the people who are multi-passionate and want everything. So when you run into the people who are like, I want to do this and that, like what is something that you're just like, do you shake them up a bit and you're like, okay, focus, or do you allow them to dream big? Because, you know, you did mention the 10-year plan.
Yeah, totally. You know, I think it's a combination of both. Like I'm not out to stunt anyone's dreams and like, you can have it all. Right? Like, I don't believe anything differently. Like, I think we can all have exactly what we want. It's just a matter of, can you have it now? Right? So we can have it all, but we can't have it all right now. And so I think with people who have all these these passions are ping ponging all over the place. It's really about creating focus and structure and discipline and prioritizing the thing that's going to make the biggest difference right now to make those other things possible. Because if you're like, if you picture like a circle, right, you're in the middle of this circle and you've got arrows coming out of the circle in a million different directions, almost like a clock, right? Like your energy is going so many different places that nothing's going to happen. If you can pick one of those to focus on first and make traction there and achieve there, it makes everything else more possible, right? You have the resources, whether that's time, money, energy, whatever it is, to do those other things. So, I think with people who are super multi-passionate, I start with goal setting, right? So we focus in on exactly what are the goals that we're going to focus on in our work together. And then once you start to do that, you can kind of see how all the pieces start to fit together. I also think that like prioritizing your values and looking at like just the next year and creating structures and discipline so that you can see things through to completion are all things that help people with a million amazing, brilliant ideas really focus in on one at a time and move the needle.
Oh, that makes sense. Because like for me, one thing in the past year that I've struggled with is just like, I have been more so focused on my faith. Before I was like, I would go to church, that was it. But now I'm like, I'm really like, a lot of people are like, you should read books. I'm like, I am, but I'm like reading the less popular book really, like really intensely.
Yeah, yeah.
And it takes like over a big portion of my life. But the other day I told my friend, like, I just wish sometimes that's like all I could focus on. Cause I'm tired of like being this multi-passionate person who wants to do this, this and that. Cause I don't have room to grow personally as a person anymore. And that was always my passion. Just like, you know, becoming the best version of myself. And I feel like lately I don't even like have time to work out and things like that. So how have you dealt with burnout in your business, especially for somebody who coaches about, you know, focusing on the things that are going to make you happy?
Yeah, such a good question. And I'll preface this by just saying that there's phases, right? So one of the most empowering things for me about owning my own business has been that I live in choice. Everything is my choice, right? And like, that was a tough transition for me. Like I am such a structured person. I'm super type A. So like the first like week that I was like not working for anybody else, I was like overwhelmed by the amount of choice I had. I was like, I don't even know what to do. So I took that week off, which was great. And, you know, I think like just reminding myself constantly that I live in choice and that if I'm feeling burnt out, it's because I have chosen like everything that brought me to that. Right. And so just reminding myself, like, you have a choice in every single moment has been like just totally pivotal for me. And I'm just also so much happier. Like, you know, like as a historically black and white thinker, I think that I just didn't even realize how much choice exists in every single moment. And so training myself to notice that has given me access to just being happier, to being able to see the long term, to getting things done every day without like pushing myself that like today is the only day. And then I think the other thing is boundaries. Like, I know that's such a buzzword. It's such a like popular word right now that everybody's throwing around. And there's a few things that I do to set like really concrete boundaries in my life that protect my peace. So as a coach, especially, like my job is to be for other people, and I can't do that if I'm burnt out. And so I really prioritize like my peace and my well-being first and set really protective boundaries around that so that I can really show up for people when I'm showing up for them. So for me, that looks like not taking meetings before a certain time in the morning and after a certain time at night. It looks like time chunking my days. So like Monday and Friday afternoons are CEO time. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are client days. So just like really being intentional about like how and where I'm spending my time and energy has been really beneficial for me as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. See, it's so good to talk to you. And I was like, again, I was so happy to have you here because I know I had reached out to you before and we connected on Instagram. And I was like, I want to work with you because I know you do coaching, but I wasn't sure if you were like a life coach at first. And then I realized you were more accountability and you do work with like the goal structure. And so I want to talk about intuition. Because you yeah. are all about intuition. And, you know, I talked about how not having time for my faith really just drives me insane. And then it's like, why even practice faith if I'm going to be this like mad woman all the time, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, focusing on the things that feel good. So how can you talk a little bit about how you goal set with like intuition and how that all just really looks in like a business sense of things, I guess?
Totally. Yeah. And I'll say like business and life, right? Like I'm totally of the belief that they're integrated. If there's something that's wonky in your life, it's going to show up in your business. If there's something that's wonky in your business, it's going to show up in your life, right? Especially as people who care so deeply about what we do, even if you have those boundaries and even if you are able to create that balance for yourself, it's so wrapped up in what you do and how you exist in the world that for me, having those two things be integrated rather than like trying to create balance or fighting with each other, I think is really important. So in life and business, when it comes to intuition, I rely on my body sensations and I coach my clients to do the same. So our brains can outsmart us, right? Our brains are really freaking smart. So an example of this would be like, let's say that you're going to bed and you're like, okay, I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning so that I have time for my faith. And then you set your alarm. You're like, okay, getting up at 6 a.m. tomorrow. And then your alarm goes off the next morning. And you're like, oh, well, you know, like, I could sleep in for like 15 more minutes and still have some time to work on my faith this morning, right? Or I could hit snooze and I can do it tonight after dinner, right? Our brains like to outsmart us like that. Our bodies cannot lie to us the same way that our brains can, right? So our brain puts filters on things. It makes up stories about what's happening and kind of like blends it all in with the facts. Our body can't do that. So think about the last time that you were really anxious. You feel that in your body, right? Like for me, when I'm anxious, it feels like my chest is filling up with concrete, right? Like my shoulders go up by my ears and like I clench my jaw and like my brow gets all like angry and furrowed and like somehow my ears also get like tighter to my head. I don't know like physiologically how that works, but like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
I got that this morning.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Our bodies don't lie to us. And then think about the last time that you felt just like so empowered and alive, right? Like, so for me, when I feel alive, like my chest is open and the back of my neck is really long and like I get really rooted, like I, like my stance is a little bit wider if I'm standing up and my belly's relaxed, right? I feel very like open. So when it comes to intuition, learning how to acknowledge and interpret your body sensations is such a powerful thing, right? Intuition is that like gut feeling. It even has a body sensation like in the description, right? So like if you have that like tug in your belly of like, oh, something's not quite right. I'm kind of feeling this way or that way. Pay attention to that. Acknowledge that body sensation and understand what it's trying to tell you.
So I know that you are all about combining, you know, your personal life with your business. And like you said, what we do as a career isn't who we are. And I think that over the last year, I've definitely struggled with that because I started off as like a full-time employee. And I always had a YouTube channel, which was all about self-growth and improvement. And then I got into social media strategy because that was always my job. And I almost combined it with my passion. And I felt like I had to just show up as this like businesswoman and almost felt like I lost myself in terms of my personality and what I love to talk about and putting myself out of my comfort zone. And so it's been really hard to combine those two. So how have you done that? Because I know that you still have a lot of passions. I mean, you're a yoga instructor, you have your retreats where you empower women to be their best selves and focus on their goals. And so you have all these passions, but at the end of the day, you still have like a coaching business. So how have you combined your professional life and then your personal life and allowed them to work together?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And honestly, it's something I'm always working on, and it looks different week to week. One thing that I've noticed recently in my business, and especially in my presence online, is that I kind of forget to be human sometimes, right? Like, yeah, you made a face. Yeah, like so I'm a type 3 on the Enneagram, so I'm like very much achievement oriented, and the way my brain works is very like practical, logistical, strategic, and systematic. And that makes me really, really great at getting results for people. And what I find myself doing is like I go into overdrive there and I just forget to be human. So I had a call with a mentor earlier this week and she was like, you know, I'm just looking over like what you put out online and I think you would really benefit from just like sharing more like emotional connection. And it's such a simple thing, but I was like, oh yeah, like, yeah, like when was the last time I just like showed my community that like I see them and I care. So I think for me, just like going back to my human and like reminding myself to be human is one way that I really balance like my personality and my business. Cause it shows up in both places, right? Like even with my partner at home, sometimes I forget to be human. Like I'll send him a text and I'm like, hey, can you walk the dog and empty the dishwasher and like do all these things? Like, oh, by the way, like I love you. Right. Like just, just like reminding myself to be human and letting that like be a beautiful thing that causes connection with people.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cause I want to be very transparent to my audience and be like, this month was just like a 2K month, or this month, you know, I want to be able to like tell them like there's gonna be slumps in, there are gonna be bumps in the road in your life, and I'm really all about that. But then I have to remind myself, like, okay, let's like, what value are you giving to your audience?
Yeah.
And as a social media strategist, a lot of people do come to me to because they want to grow their social media, or they want to be more confident on social media to grow their brand. Yeah. So speaking of that, I was going to say, like, I feel like you've done such a good job lately on showing up. And I have actually seen that transition, because when I first, I think I had followed you, I forgot who promoted you, but I was like, oh, I really love like her as like a businesswoman. But then there was a post that you did about how the questions that you did a post about certain questions that are going to be more effective in terms of communicating with people. Mm-hmm. And that post, I was just like, okay, I need to know more about this girl, because I could tell that you weren't just somebody who's like, oh, you know, the first question that you're going to ask is, what do you do? But it's more like, what are you about, or what fuels your soul? So now I want to ask you that same question. Like, what is something that really just like fuels your soul besides like your, I mean, I know coaching, obviously you're doing what you love, but what is that like one thing that you can think of that?
There are like very few things that make me feel more like fulfilled and like make my soul happier than sipping a really good cup of coffee with someone that I'm so eager to connect with. Like going on coffee dates, having a really good cup of coffee with someone that I'm really curious to get to know, someone that I really want to connect with, someone that I have common interests with or nothing in common with, is honestly one of the things that is always energizing and fulfilling for me.
So you have prioritized like human connection in your life.
Totally.
You've been able to balance that. Yeah. That's awesome. So I was going to say, like, what do you look forward to this next year? Because I know that you're all about goal setting with, you know, with your business. What is something that you haven't accomplished that you'd like to do?
Yeah. So I think one of the biggest things that I'm excited about for 2020 is hiring a team. So, like I said, I have a background in HR. So I've been people oriented, I've hired teams and scaled businesses for other companies. And the idea of having my business be at a place where I need help and getting to choose who I spend my days with and who I work intimately with and who I have that like really empowering and sacred relationship with. And also what it makes possible for them in their goals, for me and my goals, and for the business and my community as a whole, gets me so excited.
That sounds like you realize that you can't do it alone. Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs, we tend to want to just take control of our business. So how have you like, what got you to think, okay, it's time for help. Like I'm gonna let go of money of my business. Was it that you kind of felt overwhelmed, or is it just because you're ready to expand?
You know, it's both of those things. And I also knew from the very beginning, like I don't think that I have ever been someone who thinks I can do it all. And I think that's because of my past experiences. Like as I was climbing the corporate ladder, like I was drowning, right? And so I knew that like that's not something that I wanted again in the future. So it's been on my radar to hire a team for a while. And I think also like I'm really in my element as a leader. Like when I think of how I show up powerfully, it's when I'm leading people. And so being able to have a team and show up in the way that I show up best while also supporting them and showing up how they show up best is really exciting to me. Also like I can't do it alone, like at all. And I'm also ready to expand. So it's kind of a mixture of all of those things. And the idea of just getting to bring people along on this ride with me too, like is just so freaking exciting. Like I wouldn't want, even if I could do it alone, I wouldn't want to, because I'm just so excited for the people that get to experience this and contribute to this and benefit from it and experience it and laugh and cry and all the things along with me.
So clearly you're going to have a team that's going to be there to support you. and they're almost going to serve as your accountability crew. And you talked about the importance of accountability in a video. So can you go into a little bit about that? Because this morning I woke up and I was like, I need to find my accountability partners because I know that I'm a little all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone who didn't catch the video, it's saved in a highlight reel on my Instagram feed. So definitely go check that out. And I'll just do a really quick rundown. So there's four different styles of accountability that people fall into. And I adopted this from a woman named Gretchen Rubin, who created this framework. She's awesome. Highly recommend checking her out. And so people either just meet expectations, internal and external, right? They just kind of do things. These are like your typical like type A people who just kind of get shit done. There's people who really need external accountability. So if someone else is asking them to do something or holding them accountable, they do really well. But when left to their own devices, they're going to falter. They're going to like not necessarily meet that expectation. They need that external accountability. There's a third type of person who is a questioner. So this person needs to know why. So when it comes to any expectation, whether it's internal that you have of yourself or external, you're like, why does this matter? Why should I do this? Why should I be spending my time on this? And then the fourth type of person is the rebel. So these people need choice and respect. So if the expectation is coming externally, they need to respect the person who's delivering it. And then if they are making an internal expectation, it needs to feel like a choice. You can't make them do anything. So learning and understanding like which of these categories you fall into allows you to structure accountability that's the right fit for you. So when people are like, oh, I'm so bad at accountability or I need accountability, my guess is that you just haven't been matching the right style of accountability structures with how your brain actually works and who you are as a person. So if you are someone who needs external accountability and you've been trying to hold yourself accountable, like, yeah, of course it's not going to work, right? So, and it's not that there's anything like wrong or better about any of these. They all have pros and cons. I think that, again, just like we want your life to work for you instead of the other way around, like your accountability should work for you, not the other way around. Like if it feels draining, if it feels like you're constantly beating yourself up because you're not being held accountable, you're not accountable to what you want to do, that just tells me that you don't have the right kind of accountability in place.
And you definitely need accountability because for us, we're very like intuition based and dreamers. We can't say like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. And then you're not really moving forward because there's not any accountability. There's not any structure. So I do want to go back to the intuition topic because I know that you work with different types of people who are going full time into their business. And then I'm sure you've had people who work the 9 to 5 and then want to build something.
Yep.
How do you feel about people who are balancing a full-time job and a business? I've talked to some like mentors and they're like, you need to focus on just like doing your business. But I think that there's sometimes like this intuition where we're like, for me, I'm really bad at being accountable, holding myself accountable. And that's why when I saw the video, I'm like, I need to find those people who will hold me accountable. Cause if I just follow my intuition all the time, it's going to be like, I literally just want to make money. Like, I don't know, traveling. And then it's like, okay, but what's your plan? You know? So how do you see that mixture of, I guess, the full-time job with going full force into your dream, following that intuition feeling, I'm just going to go full force, but I don't like have a plan. I'm not holding myself accountable.
Yeah. I think every single person's journey is different. And I don't think there's like a one size fits all answer to this question. I think it really does come down to intuition and asking yourself those questions and just seeing what comes up in your body and what comes up in your head around it. So I would start with just like really simple questions. Like, do I want to work full time and run a business? And then just kind of wait for that like yes or no sense. Do I want to only run a business? Yes or no? Do I want to go back to working 9 to 5? Yes or no? So I think it's just starting with asking yourself those questions and then pausing and waiting for that like just kind of first reaction, yes or no answer. And then I think there's a second step to that, which is like being okay with whatever comes up, right? And not letting anybody else's shoulds impact your decision. And not even making a decision right away even, but just like saying like, okay, like I got a yes to that question. Like my body, my intuition is saying yes. Like, okay, I'm okay with that. I accept that. I acknowledge that for what it is. And now I'm just going to sit on that for a second and just kind of wait and see like what needs to be done about it.
Yeah, I think a lot of the times it's because we do have all these goals, either it being financial or being like, you know, purpose-driven goals that we might have for ourselves in 10 years from now. So when it comes to goals, I know you mentioned being very like direct with them in terms of not saying I want to do this, but more so like I'm going to rock climb 3 times a week and then like doing it, or I'm gonna accomplish 10 HIIT classes by the end of February. So can you explain a little bit about that? Because I think a lot of times when it comes to goals, no goals are really ever fully accomplished in the new year, because I think we aim really high or we're not clear with our goals.
Completely. And both of those things, right? So the way that I like to describe it is that manifesting and making shit happen are totally different things. Both are equally necessary parts of the process, right? You have to believe in what you want to have happen, and then you actually have to make it happen. And they work together, and though they're distinct. And in my opinion, the goals are the things that really bridge those two things together, right? Bring them into like one entity that makes you do the things that you want to do. So yes, being specific in your goals is absolutely key, especially if you're someone that struggles with accountability, because if there's any gray area in your goal, that just leaves room for it not to happen, right? So, you know, I think like you were saying around the beginning of the year, especially people set these resolutions and they're like, oh, I'm gonna be a better worker outer this year. It's like, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? Like, does that mean that you are working out more often? Does it mean that you're working out like across multiple forms of fitness? Does that mean that you're working out less, but it's higher quality? Like, that can mean so many different things. So, you know, I think the manifesting piece comes in with like knowing what you want, shooting high, believing that like that future, that purpose, that like big goal that maybe is unattainable actually is attainable, right? Believing that, having that energy. And then I think there's the making the shit happen, which is really around like, okay, what do I actually want to accomplish here? And what levers do I need to pull to like reverse engineer my way there, right? So if your goal is to work out, you know, let's say 30 times in 90 days, it's like, okay, well, that means that you need to work out 1 of every 3 days. So, okay, let's put that on your calendar right now. How do we actually like bridge the gap between those two things with your goal and then reverse engineer your way to get there? And that doesn't mean you can't shoot high. It doesn't mean you can't have a big goal that feels scary and like maybe you won't meet it, right? Like my goal of reaching 10,000 people in my community by January 1st was a huge shot, right? I'm far away from that, and there's not that many days left in the year. And though I'm taking strategic action every single day to get myself as close to that as I can by the deadline I've set to myself.
Well, yeah, so it is about making deadlines. I wanted to wrap this episode up. It's been so amazing to have you. But before we finish things off, I have two questions before. One question that I want you to get some time to just let people know where they can find you. But before, what does it mean to be bold to you? I always ask this to my guests.
Being bold to me means trusting your intuition. It means doing the things that you want to do, even if you have no idea how to do them. It means showing up every single day, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. It means committing to your bigger picture above everything else.
I have to ask you this question because it's something that I've been struggling with, where it's like, you know, the world is seeing what you're doing online, especially when our businesses are digital. And it's this constant feeling that you have to have some form of title. And I saw your title that you use on your social media, and it is a success strategist. And I was like, what does that even mean? I mean, I knew your background, right? But I was like, I love how I feel like at this point in life, you literally can just make up anything, but you, obviously you have the background in what you do, but it's like not giving a crap of really what you're doing because your mind is just telling you, this is what I have to do. So how do you feel about that? Like, you know, you laughed, so you call yourself a success strategist. What does that mean? And were you scared when you like, were like, this is what I'm going to call myself?
Yeah. I don't know if it was scared so much as just like, all right, I'm going to see how this goes. you know, like you said, our businesses are digital, and like coming up with a title that fits in 30 characters or less in your Instagram bio is like, could be a master's degree in my opinion. and so to me, success strategist means that whatever your version of success is, like you get to choose that. I'm not here to tell you, like, this is what your business needs to look like. This is what your relationship needs to look like. This is what your intuition needs to look like. Like, whatever your version of success is, I'll get you there. And the way that we're going to get there is going to be really systematic. It's going to be really strategic. And it's also going to be really instinctual and intuitive.
I love that you have so much confidence and you just follow your intuition, but you also obviously get to, you know, focus on the steps. So where can people find you so they could just get all this good stuff? Because you have so much more to offer than just these 45 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at CurateWellCo. And anything that I'm doing is going to be announced and available there. That's kind of the easiest hub to get all of the resources, free trainings, free downloads, daily motivation, and opportunities to work with me. Everything's going to be over there at CurateWellCo.
Just throwing this out there, her Instagram is on point. So everything that she posts is just going to make you feel great. And it's just beautiful to look at too. And I'm always bookmarking your stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks again for showing up and being a part of this, Pia.
Thank you so much for having me, Carla. This was amazing. Such a good conversation.